With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Tragedy in New York when a chopper went down in the Hudson.
The helicopter went down off of Pier 40 on West Houston Street and West Street, according to the New York City Fire Department. Broadcastify picking up marine transmissions.
15:19 local time, the Coast Guard received a report of a helicopter crash in the water.
Video posted on social media showed the aircraft mostly submerged, upside down in the water, multiple rescue boats nearby. Again, Broadcastify.
Yeah, I've located the choppers north of the vents right here, right where I'm sitting. It's upside down in the water here.
Over the years, there have been multiple crashes over the Hudson River. Julie Walker, New York.
Supreme Court says the Trump administration must work to bring back a Maryland man who was mistakenly deported to El Salvador. Also at SRNnews.com, House Republicans approving the overall plan for President Trump's bill following a push by party leaders that won over several holdouts. More on the story from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
On this vote, the yeas are 216, the nays are 214. The motion is adopted. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
The vote on Thursday marks a major step forward for Trump's legislative agenda, and it notches a much-needed win for the White House after Trump put some of his tariffs on hold Wednesday. Speaker Mike Johnson says Republicans are fulfilling their promise to voters.
We have a responsibility to get our country back on a sound fiscal trajectory.
Majority Leader Steve Scalise was asked why it took so long to get a consensus.
Every step of this process is going to be tough.
Two House Republicans joined Democrats in voting against the measure, but the rest of the conference fell in line after a week of tense negotiations. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
In South Carolina, a firing squad is set to kill an inmate. Friday's execution, the second time in 5 weeks, the state will have carried out an execution using that method. This is SRN News. A nice honor for a church in South Carolina.
First Zion Missionary Baptist Church in Bluffton was founded during the Civil War by a former slave named Abraham Murchison. The small congregation ministered to freed slaves during its early years, and now the state government has granted it a historical marker so passersby can quickly learn its history. Current pastor Benny Jenkins tells WJCL-TV, quote, "This marker will stand as a testament to our commitment to God and our mission to share his love with all mankind." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump's selection for ambassador to the Vatican defended many of the administration's foreign aid cuts at a Senate hearing this week, adding that Catholic charitable groups are well-equipped to deliver much aid and do it efficiently. Brian Birch is head of Catholic Vote, which helped to lead a very successful effort to boost Catholic support for President Trump. This is SRN News. What a difference one day has made following an incredible day Wednesday that saw huge gains all across the board. Wall Street, well, has retreated once again, trading Thursday. Correspondent Seth Soutell has the story.
Stocks gave back a chunk of their historic gains from the day before as President Donald Trump's trade war continues to threaten the economy. The S&P 500 fell 3.5% Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 1,014 points. It's about 2.5%. The NASDAQ Composite sank 4.3%. China announced more countermeasures against the United States. Losses for stocks accelerated after the White House clarified that it will tax Chinese imports at 145%, not the 125% rate Trump had written about earlier. Swings also hit the bond market, despite a better-than-expected report on inflation. Seth Soutell, New York.
More details at SRNnews.com.